Hello, my friends. Today I talk about emotional mastery too. Last lesson I talked about physiology. In this lesson I talk about focus. What should you focus on and what should you not focus on? First of all, I talk about what should you not focus on. When you were in school, you probably thinking about grade, about tests, about exams, about judging people of you. And when you focus on it, you were probably weaker, you probably more slowly, you're worried, anxiety students have more feel stressful, but the relaxed students they learn better, faster, and better everything, but your anxious students have a worse pronunciation, worse speaking ability, worse writing, and so on. Number two, you don't focus on every small step situation. It means you want to focus on the little individual steps, or focus on problems. You may make grammar mistakes. You don't have speak fluently. Yes, of course, your students. I'm a native speaker, but I made mistakes. It's normal. Please don't focus on it, or don't focus on the past. On the past, not equal the present or future. So what should you focus on? If you want to be happy, of course you learn faster, very quickly, and focus on please focus on the end result. Imagine yourself speaking English fluently, quickly. And number two, focus on the purpose. For example, you have a you want to a great job, you wanna go adventure country, and probably you making new friends. Please, you want to focus on it, not focus on individual situations.